The number of English learner students in Indiana is growing, but the number of certified English language instructors is not. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney visited the school district with the highest percentage of English learners in the state and reports on their struggle to bridge the gap.
Look where the seats go. Over the water.
Olivia Rothenberger sits in a rocking chair at Green Meadows Elementary School in Frankfort, a small town in central Indiana that's home to about 16,000 people. Rothenberger is reading to only two students.
Some seats.
She uses her hands to imitate the actions as she reads them.
And the bird.
Rain falling on a seed. A bird
eating the seed.
She points to pictures and says the words in Spanish.
It's cold again. Otra vez. Cold.
Both of these students are new to the United States this year. This is her English learner newcomer class. In Frankfort, these students make up more than a third of the district's student population, the largest by percentage in the state. But there's only eight teachers in the district who are certified to work with the more than 800 English learning students. Ann Lanham got certified 2 years ago, but recognized the need long before.
I remember my first year in first grade at Kiger, I was standing outside my room. I had 22 kids in my room that year, and 11 came in, and as I said, good morning, hello, I'm Miss Lanham, they kind of looked at me and smiled, and I'm like, oh, they don't know any.
They didn't know any English. Lanham says when the influx of Latino families came to Frankfort, there was a lot of negative attitudes in the community, and that often meant people resisting having these students in the schools.
And so because of that, I always felt like somebody needed to be their voice, and so I became one of their voices. So
tell me, what are similes? What do we do with them? I'm going to write down what you tell me about similes. What are they? Gavin? I don't want you just to read it back there. I want you to think.
Compared to unlike words?
Okay, she says it's been a tough transition from classroom teacher to English learning teacher because she often feels like these students are not a priority for the district. For example, Lana meets with more than 200 kids at one elementary school, but she doesn't have her own classroom.
And if there's a room that has to go, it's my room, and I just have to find a space. I have to find a breezeway or a corner or somewhere where I can teach kids. And to me, that's saying your job is not as important as these other jobs.
Other teachers say they get pulled away from working with English learning students to proctor ISTEP exams or do lunch duty. And they all say the schools need more dedicated, certified EL teachers. But Frankfort's EL director, Lori North, says that's a tough ask right now.
Like we have teacher cuts this year, so it's really hard for me to go and say, I need more EL teachers when they're cutting gen ed teachers. So
North says one solution could be to get more classroom teachers EL certified so they can use the tactics right in the classroom. She says this is important because once these students learn English, they often outperform the other students on standardized tests, and higher test scores help the district. And while progress is slow, North says Frankfort is heading in the right direction. But she still recognizes it's frustrating for the teachers who work with English learners every day. North says legislators and other educators should pay attention to what's happening here, because seeing these programs in action would make people prioritize them.
I would just ask them to come visit and see what you saw today. I'm gonna cry. Just to work with those kids. Sorry about that.
No. Why are you crying? What makes you emotional about it?
I guess they just deserve every opportunity we can give them. And I know that my EL teachers work really hard to do that, but it never feels like enough. I think that's what we feel like, you know, we're eight strong. We're doing the very best we can, but is that enough?
During the 2015 General Assembly, legislators did put a little more money toward English learners. But when it was distributed, the teachers in Frankfort say it wasn't enough to make desired changes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.